Chapter 4, Being Wise Stewards. Let a man regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. In this, moreover, it is required of stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me it is a very small thing that I should be judged by you or any man's judgment. I do not judge even myself, for I know nothing against myself in my own conscience. Yet hereby I am not justified, but he that judges me is the Lord. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and make manifest the counsels of the heart. And then shall each man have his praise from God. Now these things, brothers, I have applied to myself and Apollos for your sakes, that from us you might learn not to go beyond the things which are written, so that none of you gets puffed up one against the other. For who makes you to differ? And what have you that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as if you had not received it? Paul's qualification to teach the Corinthians. Already you are filled. Already you have become rich. And you have come to reign without us. Yes, and I hope that you will indeed reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think God has sent us the apostles last of all, as men doomed to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world, both to angels and men. We are fools for Christ's sake. Oh, but you are so wise in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You have glory, but we have dishonour. Even to this present hour we both hunger and thirst, and are naked and buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. We toil, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we endure. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the garbage of the world, the scum of the earth, even until now. I do not write these things to shame you, but to encourage you as my beloved children. For though you have 10,000 would-be teachers in Christ, yet you have not many fathers. For in Christ Jesus it was me who begat you through the gospel. I therefore urge you to be imitators of me. For this cause have I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved and faithful child in the Lord, who shall put you in remembrance of my ways which are in Christ, even as I teach everywhere in every church. Now, some are inflated with pride, as though I were not going to come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and I will discover not the talk of those that are inflated with pride, but the power. For the kingdom of God is not in talk, but in power. What do you prefer? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and a spirit of gentleness?